auctioneering down where mortals seldom go. A manager and customer come looking for a show. They pass amused among us as they sign up on the log. They've come to see our pony and they've come to see our dog. Three things you'd be wary of, a new kid in his prime, a man with all the answers and code that runs first time. Summoned from our cubicles to conference room we go. We bring our dog and pony 'cause we know they want a show. Watching as we enter with a shifty, restless eye, the customer sits waiting in his pinstripe suit and tie. Three things never trust in, that's the vendor's final bill, the promises your boss makes, and the customer's goodwill. The pony kicks his heels up as the doggy does his trick, and hands are weighed with vigor as we lay it on real thick. The customer just watches as we do this song and dance, then reaches for his briefcase, only giving us a glance. Three things see no end, a loop with exit code gone wrong, a semaphore untested, and the change that comes along. From briefcase then there comes a list of things we must revise, and all but four within the room are taken by surprise. And all but four are thinking of their last job with remorse, the customer, the manager, the doggy, and the horse. Three things hold no secret, files that somehow hit the net, your boss's secretary, and the third thing I forget. That we somehow must add in. Then 37 changes show up, much to our chagrin. And this thing's just inadequate, and that one's just plain wrong. And by the way, your schedule is about 3 months too long. Three things it is better far than only you should know. How much you're paid, the schedule pad, and what is just for show. Customer proceeds to go through each change line by line, excruciating detail which no logic can define. And when it ends, there's only four not sitting there agog, the customer, the manager, the pony, and the dog. Three things never anger. First, the one who runs your deck, the one who does the backup, and the one who signs your check. Now we are contract software types who spend our days and nights embedded in the system down with all the bits and bytes. And none but us can tell full well the damage done today. It's what they do not know for which they're gonna have to pay. Three things are most perilous, connectors that corrode, unproven algorithms and self-modifying code. They take the dog and pony and they all go out for lunch. Now how will we revenge ourselves on those who raise our ire? Write code that self-destructs the day the warranties expire. Three things trust above all else, your knowledge of your craft, that someone makes a profit and that you will